good whenever you're ready. Yep.
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem Knights. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heeter and Tyler Katz.
Salem Memorial Ballpark has turned into Area 51 tonight for the 51st home game of the season. Hello, everyone. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heeter as the Augusta Green Jackets take on the Salem Red Sox tonight here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Salem entering today's game at 47-54, 17-21 in the second half, 8 games back on the division-leading Carolina Mudcats. Similar story for the Augusta Green Jackets at 48-55. 17-21 in the second half as well. 6 games back on the South-leading Charleston River Dogs. 2 teams in a similar situation trying to beat up on each other to gain some ground in the race for the playoffs. But, Gio, when you take a look at this game and what it really means for both teams, both clubhouses to have tonight, 2 players making their single A debut, 1 for Salem, 1 for Augusta. So the stars of tomorrow are here today. Marvin Alcantara, for the Salem Red Sox, and Riley Frey, the starting pitcher for the Augusta Green Jackets. What does it mean just to get a call up to this level, to play at single A ball, and to really start your first full season journey on the road to Boston and Atlanta, respectively?
You know, it's everything for these guys, no doubt about it, right? These guys have worked their entire life to get here, to play at not this level, but the levels above it as well. But nevertheless, this is a stepping stone for them and a big one at that. You know, single A, we use the hashtag here, starts in Salem, and it's true because it does, right? Besides the DSL and the FCL, this is really when minor league ball starts in the Boston Red Sox organization. And, you know, it's such a big stepping stone for both of these guys and everybody else that has made debuts, not only all year, but in the second half especially. So many guys getting called up recently from the draft that just took place. And both the Red Sox, of course the Braves, and everybody throughout minor league baseball is seeing some cool stories play out.
Well, let's take a second to take a look at our starting pitching matchup tonight. Elvis Soto has had 2 appearances so far, kind of got roughed up in his last outing against the Fred Nats. Looked really good in his first outing, though, against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Relatively new pitcher will be taking on a new pitcher to this level. Riley Frey, the former Milwaukee Panther, makes his single-A debut, just his 2nd professional game in the Braves organization. We'll step aside. We'll be right back for our injury report and starting lineups here on MILB TV. Don't go anywhere. Red Sox and Green Jackets coming up next.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. see the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's Starting Nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll start off with our injury report. Only one to note for Augusta. Pitcher Jason Franks is on the IL as of right now. And Gio, we've talked about it all week, all series really, that Salem has been plagued with injuries galore that has caused a lot of players from the FCL and even the DSL level to get the call up here to Salem.
Yeah, I think the most notable one as of late is Lionel James. Not in the lineup so far this week, was hit on the hand by a pitch on Sunday in Fredericksburg. Not on the IL at all, but again, has not played in a couple of days, which is certainly worth noting. But other than that, yeah, the Red Sox, unfortunately, have been plagued, but it's given other guys opportunities to step up big.
You talk about other guys, Juan Chacon done for the year. Abram Liendo rumored to be done for the year. Miguel Blaze, who's the number two prospect in the Red Sox organization, has been done for the year since what seems like the whole season at this point, even though the Salem Sox got him for a good chunk of the year. As, yeah, it's just been an injury-plagued, an injury-riddled season. And the thing is that the injuries, while they've hurt, they haven't destroyed Salem. Salem's been able to bounce back, bring in some new guys who have stepped up and produced at this level.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, John Frank Salazar has been really, really solid for the Red Sox. Honestly, just last week, right? I mean, it was a strugglesome start for him, but his bat is starting to come around. He sees himself in the lineup so far today. Alexis Hernandez and Justinson Garcia were probably the biggest elevations that the Red Sox have had. Roberto Mexicano, a guy who didn't really get to play much at the beginning of the year, now finds himself in the lineup and is just a home run shy of the lead for the team leader in home runs. He's a designated hitter tonight. And, you know, Juan Montero gets more opportunities behind home plate. So, you know, there's ebbs and flows to the season. Guys going down, guys being out. Brooks Brannon, you know, felt like he was here for a week. And then he goes down with an injury as well. But just gives Juan Montero more opportunity. And a handful of guys have stepped up big time.
We'll take you into our starting lineups first for the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves, the Augusta Green Jackets, led by manager Cody Cabela. He'll lead things off with the designated hitter tonight, number one, Ambioris Tavares. Batting second, the shortstop, number nine, Cam McGee. Batting third and right, number 17, Jace Grady. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 34, Drew Compton. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 54, Will Verdung. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 36, Cade Kern. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 2, E.J. Exposito. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 15, Jacob Godman. And batting ninth, the first time we've seen him this series in left field, number 14, Jair Casanova. On the mound in his single-A debut, left-handed arm, Riley Frey. For the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, the Salem Red Sox, as written by manager Liam Carroll. Justinson Garcia leads things off in center. In the two-hole, the right fielder, Alexis Hernandez. Batting third, third baseman, John Frank Salazar. In the cleanup spot, the shortstop, Luis Ravelo. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Albertson Asihen. Making his debut at second base, batting sixth, Marvin Alcantara. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Big Al, Albert Feliz. Batting eighth, the DH, Roberto Mexicano, and rounding out the batting order, the catcher, Juan Montero. on the hill tonight for the Salem Red Sox, number 44, right-handed pitcher out of the Dominican Republic, Elvis Soto. Well, that'll take us into our final break prior to first pitch on Area 51 Night specialty jerseys out at the ballpark. It's the Green Jackets and the Red Sox coming up next. Don't go anywhere on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
E.T.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
The closing note of the Star-Spangled Banner means it's time to play ball here in Salem, Virginia, between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. Here on Area 51 night, the 51st home game of the season. And Giovanni, a little weird here seeing two teams dressed in green tonight.
Yeah, a little bizarre. Red Sox going with these Area 51 jerseys, kind of a neon green that blends and fades into a gray, into a black. Looks a little bizarre with the Red Sox and all of the red decorations for the team as well. You know, a lot of guys have undershirts or arm sleeves or things of that nature that are the color red because they wear that every night. So looks like a little bit of a mismatch. Nevertheless, always fun to have specialty jerseys. They're getting auctioned off tonight as well.
What's really cool on these jerseys is on the back where a nameplate usually would be, it just says area followed by their number. So Elvis Soto on the hill is Area 44, so on, Gilberto Mexicano, Area 13, Luis Cervello, Area 2, and so on. It is worth noting that the Red Sox do not have a number 51.
It's true. No number 51. When I see that Area 44, Tyler, it reminds me of back home in Syracuse, New York.
Oh, really?
That's the number of the orange right there. Syracuse football and basketball, that's kind of their traditional number. The great Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, Floyd Little, they all wore that number. It's retired. Nobody can wear it. It's a legendary number up there. So Area 44 might as well be New York.
It brings up Ambiores Tavares, the leadoff batter. Elvis Soto, right-handed arm, 0-1 on the year with a 6.35 ERA. He sets, kicks the leg, and fires on a pop-up. First pitch at 7:04. Albert Feliz in fair territory will catch the pop-up. So one gone on one pitch on a pop-up over to first. Getting a little tongue-tied early here.
Yeah, Tavares has been a first-pitch swinger all series long. Handful of times now that he's been retired on the first pitch in an at-bat.
Brings up Cam McGee, the shortstop. First pitch to him outside. That's ball one. And that's the first pitch taken after Tavares went first pitch swinging and got out. Jace Grady is also due up this inning. The 1-0 delivery just a touch high and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Augusta wearing the same jerseys that they wore all week. Gray pants, gray jerseys with Augusta written across the front. 2-0 is swung on and missed by McGee. It's 2-1. Green numbers on the front and back with forest green. Caps. 2-1. Call the strike on the lower part of the plate, just at the knees, and the count's even Two balls and two strikes. 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Elvis Soto. 2-2 delivery. This one bouncing in the dirt. Nobody aboard. And the count will move full to the second batter of the ballgame in Cam McGee. Forecast for today, 77 degrees, one of the cooler first pitches we've had all summer. But very few clouds in the sky. 3-2, payoff pitch is swung on and missed. Cam McGee will go down on strikes. First K of the afternoon or evening for Elvis Soto. And it brings up Jace Grady. He is the right fielder tonight. Grady, out of Dallas Baptist, grew up in Austin, Texas, not too far. Swing and a miss, strike one. Grady, a 22-year-old switch hitter, batting from the left-handed side to take on the right-handed arm of Elvis Soto. 0-1 delivery, hit in the air, straight back, foul out of play. Red Sox wearing, like we said, those specialty jerseys. Lime green at the top that fades into a gradient down to black with black sleeves. Here comes the 0-2. It's swung on and missed. Make that a foul tip into the glove. Jace Grady goes down on strikes. And 1-2-3 go the Green Jackets in the top of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's Augusta 0. Salem coming to bat when we come back on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Hey, welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the first inning, about to get underway. We'll let you know a little bit more about the man making his single A debut. Riley Frey, a left-handed arm out of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, went to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee campus playing for the Panthers. Was drafted in the second-to-last round in the 19th round by the Braves. Played one game with the FCL Braves down in Florida. Pitched three innings, did not allow a hit, walking one while striking out four. So a really good performance down in Florida. We'll see what he can do here in Augusta and Salem by virtue. Justinson Garcia swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. This season for the Milwaukee Panthers, they have the NCAA. Ball downstairs, count goes even, 1-1. He went 5-7 with a 4.90 ERA in 90 innings pitched. Struck out 87, walking just 38. He gets Garcia swinging at the 1-1 to put the count at one ball and two strikes. Frey said that one of his bucket list items was to travel to all 50 states. Well, here he is pitching in Virginia. 1-2, hit on the ground towards third. Exposito on to Compton in time for the out. A 5-3 ground out will start off the Red Sox offensive day. Brings up Hernandez, the hero a couple of nights ago, walked it off. Last night was able to string a couple of hits together as well. First pitch to Hernandez, swinging for strike one. Pretty simple repertoire for Frey. The 0-1. Back up the middle. Fry tried to barehand it, but it gets into the outfield, and Hernandez will single. John Frank Salazar, the third baseman. Giovanni, we saw him struggle a bit in Fredericksburg, but later in that series really turned on the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, he had a grand slam and homered 2 days in a row on Friday and Saturday. Grand slam was huge in the fourth inning on Saturday, part of a very wild game.
First pitch to Salazar, inside and low for ball one. Salazar last season got to play against the Green Jackets, went 0 for 5 with 2 strikeouts. He's 0 for 3 in this series here. Pickoff back to first, but back in safely is Hernandez, who, by the way, with that base hit, has now extended his hitting streak to 5 consecutive games, his longest of the season. 1-0. Grounder, and this one heads towards the Red Sox dugout on the third base side. Standing on deck is Luis Ravello. He hit the home run a day ago. Frey arriving with the Green Jackets team just 2 days ago. The 1-1, back up the middle. That's another base hit. Over to second goes Hernandez. He thought about three, and he will go three on a fielding error by Casanova. Nobody's covering third. Taking second is Salazar on the play. And I'm curious who this error will be on, as Kern and Casanova were kind of fighting like two kids playing for a toy car. None of them wanted to share, and it was eventually Casanova who picked it up and threw it in. But by that point, both runners were at their next respective bases.
Yeah, that's good heads-up base running by the Red Sox, diagnosing that they can take one more.
Ball upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count to Luis Ravello. He hit the home run last night. Was the 45th home run of the season for Salem.
Switch hitter batting from the right side now. A little stronger on the other side.
Pitch to Ravello, swung on and missed. Strike one. Ravello, we don't usually see from the right-handed side, just by the fact that there aren't as many left-handed pitchers here at the single-A level. The fielding error, swing and a miss, will make it 1-2. Goes on center fielder Cade Kern, not Casanova, over in left. So the ruling is a single for Salazar that pushed Hernandez up to second base on the base hit. Runners advance to second and third on an error by the center fielder. 1-2 is swung on and missed by Luis Ravello. Out number two on the first single A strikeout for Riley Frey. Now tasked with trying to drive in a couple of runs, Albert Tanasi-Hen needs a base hit to drive in the runs with two outs in the inning now. Foul ball back. It's an 0-1 count to Albert Tanasi-Hen. He's been swinging a hot stick recently. Take a look at some of Tanasi-Hen's numbers. Batting 323 as he fouls off the 0-1, and the count's now 0-2. Went 1-for-3 yesterday with an RBI. He's riding a four-game hitting streak, batting over 300 for a pretty decent sample size. Runners at second and third, the 0-2 fouled off in between the legs of first base coach Chase Illig. Just protected himself from being struck by that foul ball.
He's a stud. He knows what he's doing. I mean, he played catcher all the way up to the AAA level in the Yankees organization.
Still an 0-2 to Tanasi-Hen. Frey trying to get out of trouble. He steps off. A couple of fans are asking for a balk, but not too many, and the umpires agree that that is not a balk. 0-2, fouled off and into the seats. Good job staying alive here on a two-strike count for Albert Tanasi-Hen. He has seen four pitches, has fouled off all four. So at least he's making contact on Frey. The question is, can he get a base hit to drive home a couple? The 0-2 once more. Chopper, Exposito, the third baseman. The plays at first, the throw will beat him by a couple of steps on a 5-3 inning-ending groundout. Red Sox are able to get a couple of hits, advance on an error, but leave two in scoring position. We're scoreless through an inning of play on MILB TV.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Back here from Salem on Area 51 night. 51st home game of the season turns Salem Memorial Ballpark into Area 51. And I think it's worth asking a fairly philosophical question. Giovanni, what are your thoughts on the existence of aliens?
I think that we'd be crazy to think they aren't real.
Drew Compton will take the first pitch outside and low from Elvis Soto for ball one, scoreless through an inning.
You know, I'm going to try not to open this soapbox because I do like conspiracy theories and stuff. I just find them fascinating.
The 1-0 foul ball will put the count even at one ball and one strike. Yeah, I think the universe is so big that we don't even... Oh, did that hit him? Oh, no, they're calling catcher's interference on this, and Montero is complaining to Liam Carroll, who is coming out. Yeah, they're calling catcher's interference on Juan Montero. Carroll is trying to get an explanation from Travis Brewer, the man who ejected him from the ballgame last night.
That was interesting a night ago. Liam got his money's worth.
And they're going to... He wins his appeal, and by that I mean he's at least forcing a conversation with his partner, William Ward, who is our field umpire. We've only seen this happen a couple of times, about a 50% success rate. Liam Carroll trying to argue his case, talking to his catcher, Juan Montero. Waiting in the wings is Wilver Dung, who's ready to hit. And they're calling him back. Liam Carroll wins his appeal. And I'm not sure what the call is to reverse that. And now here comes Cody Cabela, the manager of the Green Jackets, who is the third base coach. So I believe this is Connor Nerone, who just gets the explanation and will walk back to the dugout.
You got that whiteout tape? Because I had already put in the book that... That was catcher's interference there.
So manager Cody Cabela is the third base coach for the Green Jackets. He is standing in the third base coach's box. I believe that is hitting coach Connor Nerone. Now the 1-1 downstairs to Drew Compton for ball two, and it's a 2-1 count. But the universe is so big, back to our conversation on the existence of aliens. 2-1, ball downstairs, a 3-1 count. And based on what my freshman year introduction to astronomy class.
I took that as well. Who did you have for that?
I had Brandon Bear.
Oh, okay. I had something, Dr. something Nelson.
Okay, so different professors.
Yeah, at Virginia Tech.
And the parts that have retained in my memory, a called strike puts it full, 3-2. Mentioned that the universe is so big that we can only see how many light years away. And we can only see 14 billion light years away. 3-2 fouled off, which either means that we cannot see the entirety of the universe or that the beginning of the universe was 14 billion years ago.
I think we'd just be, there's so much more out there that we'd just be too small-minded to think that we are it.
Payoff pitch to Compton downstairs. It's ball four. So let's put that, I hate to do math on a baseball broadcast here, but let's just say we can only see from our spot 14 billion light years away. That's a radius of 14 billion light years, which means a diameter of 28 light billion light years. So you're telling me that our small speck of Earth in 28 billion light years is the only planet that can sustain life? I don't buy it. First pitch to Verdung is outside and low for ball one.
Yeah, you started losing me with the numbers.
All right,
but,
that's fair.
But no, there's so many galaxies and there's so many, you know, the Milky Way galaxy is one small spot and we are one solar system in our galaxy and it's just, there's so much out there.
1-0. Ball outside for ball two.
With that being said, I think what we know, like, think about this. All we know is what we know and have seen and experienced in our life. I think whatever else is out there is something we've never even, the human mind has never even, you know, comprehended before.
Right. Like, when we picture aliens, we picture, you know, the big green guy with the big head walking on two legs, the big eyes. I mean, in all honesty, if there is life on another planet, the first time we find it's probably going to be a single-celled organism, a bacteria, something small that it won't be intelligent life, but it will be life.
There's got to be intelligent life out there, too, though.
I can see it. I just think that the existence of life itself is not exclusive. 2-0, a called strike downstairs. It's a 2-1 count.
I think they've visited. I think they're on.
Oh, you think we've had visitors already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the UFOs, it's all interesting. I think Area 51's real. By the way, this is all because it's Area 51 night at the ballpark.
Right. 2-1 downstairs. Let's
if
not
you're
that
just
get
tuning
lost.
In. If you're just tuning in.
This is a very out-of-pocket conversation if you're just tuning in. Area 51 night at the ballpark. Red Sox wearing specialty Area 51 jerseys. It's a 3-1 count to Will Verdung. Pickoff at first base where Drew Compton slides back in safely.
You want to get crazy?
Sure.
Did we go to the moon when we said we went to the moon?
Okay, all right. Let's calm down on this. The answer is yes, and I can back that up easily.
I think the answer is no, and I can back it up.
All right. We'll have a little debate here.
All right. It'll be fun.
3-1 to Verdung. He hits it over to short. Ravello lets it get by into left field. Taking second is Compton. Verdung is safe at first. Two aboard with nobody out for Cade Kern.
Now, I know they're erring on the side of hits lately. That's got to be an error.
I would think so.
It's got to be an error. Well, we were saying before the game, yesterday you had the, well, Ravello was playing at second, not short yesterday. But yesterday you had a pitcher, catcher, first baseman error. It was only a matter of time before Ravello had one. Granted, he's playing at short today, but there it is, if it is an error.
Ball upstairs, and they rule it a base hit.
Sometimes that's crazy. It hit off his mitt.
So a hit for Verdung puts runners at first and second with nobody out for Cade Kern, who carries a 1-0 count. The 1-0 is swung on and missed, strike one. So here's my quick reasoning on why the moon landing was not faked. If it was a one-time thing, sure, I get your point, but we have been to the moon multiple times.
Right.
1-1. The delivery back up the middle over to Alcantara. He flips to Ravello. The play to Feliz. It's a 4-6-3 double play. Welcome to Single A. Marvin Alcantara involved in his first double play.
Good way to get his mojo going defensively, no doubt about it. And Tyler, we've gone to the moon multiple times. I just said we didn't go there when we said we did the first time. I'm not saying we haven't been to the moon. I'm saying the first time we didn't go when we said we did.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I think there's just a lot of...
Apollo 11 landing with the Neil Armstrong landing. The first pitch to E.J. Exposito downstairs, ball one.
I think at the time there was a serious fear. Of course, you had the space race going on with the Soviet Union. It was a way to calm the American people, put them at ease, and
okay,
kind of flex our muscles as a nation that we had won the space race.
1-0 delivery. Exposito takes a pitch upstairs for a called strike. It's 1-1. Didn't see him last night on the opening game of this series. He went 1-for-3.
Well, there's a ton of YouTube videos about, like, you know, there's no wind on the moon. Like, it's impossible. How is the flag blowing?
Well, the flag wasn't blowing. It was the 1-1 is smacked over towards left field. Aussie Hen gives chase at the warning track. It's off the very top of the wall. In to score is Compton, and Exposito pulls into second with a two-out RBI double. And that's where you're lucky that that double play happened, because instead of two runs, that's only worth one. It's 1-0 Augusta, top two.
Yeah, double play's huge, and extra glad as well that that ball wasn't just lifted a little higher into the air. That's out in pretty much any other ballpark across the league, contained by the monster of a wall here in Salem. And instead of being a two, or even if the double play hadn't happened, three or four run shot, instead it's just one run that scores with a runner now on second, and there's two gone.
That's one of the farthest doubles you will ever see. First pitch upstairs to Jacob Godman for ball one. 29-degree launch angle, 98 off the bat, 398-foot double.
Wow. I mean, come on.
It's unfair. Runner goes on the 1-0. Montero throws down to third. He never had a chance. Really good jump there on a slow delivery by Soto, and Exposito will steal third. Now you have me curious on when we went to the moon. Like what the
years
were.
I think it was 1968.
It was 1969. It was Apollo 11. 2-0 was swung on and missed by Godman. It's a 2-1 count.
I think the other thing that could be is we went there, saw something that frightened us, and there's a reason we haven't gone back in a long time.
Interesting.
You know, and that kind of brings back the Area 51 theme.
2-1. Hit over towards third. Salazar, the play to Feliz. Got him. And saves a run from scoring. A 5-3 ground out ends the frame. A two-out RBI double for E.J. Exposito. Makes it a 1-0 Green Jacket lead. Red Sox having to play from behind on Area 51 night. We'll be back for the bottom of the second on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Back out for his second inning of work, Riley Frey and Giovanni. A pretty good first inning. Did allow a couple of hits, and air didn't help the Green Jackets and Frey, but got out of the inning, got out of a jam, and left two runners stranded in scoring position.
Yeah, somehow the Red Sox, not on the scoreboard after having a couple of hits, had two runners in scoring position. just runs left on the table offensively for the Red Sox, but sometimes you got to tip your cap to this defensive infield and solid pitching out of Frey in the back half of that first inning.
Well, we welcome in the newest member of the Salem Red Sox, Marvin Alcantara. Was part of a double play. He rips a foul ball into the seats. A couple fans ducking for cover. Marvin Alcantara, a native to La Victoria, Venezuela, the 18-year-old prospect, backs from the right-handed side. The 0-1 delivery downstairs, bouncing in the dirt, counts even 1-1.
You know, and it's fun. This is probably a guy, unless he has some really, really solid development, that'll probably start here in Salem next year. That's kind of what typically happens. Guys that come up towards the back end end up starting here a year later.
1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Alcantara down in the count, 1-2. Real quick, over at the FCL level this season, batting 240, 36 for 150 in 40 games played. 1-2 delivery, a check swing down low. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer says he went around, and Alcantara will start his single-A career with a strikeout. Second strikeout for Riley Frey, who's also making his single-A debut. Brings up Albert Feliz, and we've talked about it. We sound like a broken record up here. If he gets a hold of one, he's going to crush it out of here. First pitch, a ball inside, swipes Feliz off the plate. Albert Feliz with four homers on the year. Doesn't sound like a lot for a guy who's played here all year. 2-0 will miss low. Just that contact hasn't quite been there for Big Al. If he can find a way to barrel up the ball consistently, look out MLB. 2-0 misses low, and it's a 3-0 to Feliz. Rio delivery, well outside, and it's a four-pitch walk to Albert Feliz. Now, we've seen a couple of times where pitchers will pitch around some of the harder-hitting Red Sox players. I don't think that's what that was. It looked like Frey was just losing control of a few pitches and ended up walking Feliz on four pitches. Brings up Yorberto Mexicano, the designated hitter tonight. First pitch hit towards left field. It's deep. Casanova goes back. It is off the warning track. To third goes Feliz. The throw will come in, cut off by the shortstop McGee. And it's a one-out double for Yorberto Mexicano. And just barreled that up 100 off the bat. Casanova tried to backtrack and really just didn't have the time to make it to the warning track as it hits off the Comfort Suites advertisement out in left field.
You know, Yorberto Mexicano is having a really nice back end of this season here in the last fourth or so. Has had an elevated role, and he's been a guy that's delivered, stepping up to the plate big time.
First pitch to Juan Montero in there for a called strike down low.
Hits in, let's see, seven of his last eight games for Juan Montero.
Montero has a hot one. He could really poke something into the outfield here to help his team. The 0-1 is hit into foul territory out of play down the right field side. Juan Montero batting 229 on the year. Last series at Fredericksburg went 1-for-6 against the Nats. That one hit, however, was a double. Kind of odd, but I guess he hasn't had too many at-bats. Only four ribbies on the year for Montero. He can add one, possibly two, with a well-hit ball. The 0-2 hit down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. In to score is Feliz and Mexicano. Montero will chug into second base as this gets into the corner, dug out by Casanova. And it's a two RBI double for Juan Montero. The Red Sox have taken a 2-1 lead on one swing of the bat by the nine-hole hitting catcher.
That's exactly what you need out of your nine-hole if you're the Red Sox, a guy that can be looked at as a second leadoff. And Tyler, I got to tell you, Juan Montero, for a guy that really only gets to play 2 days a week or so, really a sneaky, sneaky deadly bat for the Red Sox here.
It brings up the top of the order, Justinson Garcia. Bray fires foul ball into the screen. Riley Frey played this summer for the Orleans Firebirds of the Cape Cod League before his draft selection by the Braves. 0-1 outside for ball one, one ball and a strike. Frey with the Firebirds went 1-1 with a 4.61 ERA in 13 and two-thirds innings pitched. 1-1, Garcia swings and misses, strike two. Also a former Fond du Lac Dock Spider back in 2021 of the Northwoods League near his hometown of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. 1-2 delivery downstairs, and the count is two balls and two strikes. Fond du Lac and Oshkosh both on the eastern side of Wisconsin. Milwaukee, where he went to school, on the southeast corner of the state of Wisconsin. 2-2 to Garcia. He swings on a drop third strike, tagged out by Godman. Third strikeout of the night for Riley Frey. A two unassisted on the drop third strike. Brings up Alexis Hernandez, one for one today. I know there are two outs in the inning, but I would really love to know what our viewers, swing and a miss by Hernandez for strike one, what our viewers think about the existence of extraterrestrial life and if the moon landing was faked or not. You can do so by tweeting at hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast on Twitter. Ball downstairs, a one ball and one strike. That's just so we can find you.
Let us know where you're watching from as well.
Yeah, we've had some interesting answers to that question this year. A 1-1 count, the pitch to Hernandez, called strike in the lower part of the zone. I don't think anyone's going to beat the distance record, however. We had a Hillcats fan watching from Brisbane, Australia, which made no sense because there were no Aussies on the roster.
We do have our British Red Sox friends, though.
Right.
Obviously, they like to watch to support Liam Carroll. They've made a couple of big trips to Fenway as a group this year.
1-2 into the dirt, two balls and two strikes. Seen a few members of the Red Sox minor league community make their way out to Salem Memorial as well as part of a trip to see every affiliate. Two-two, runner at second, 2-1 Red Sox lead, bottom two. The 2-2 crank down the left field side. Casanova gives chase and will dig it out of the corner. Montero scores and Hernandez trades places with him at second base. Back to back. I was going to say back to back doubles, but it was interrupted by a Garcia strikeout, but the third double of the inning regardless. And it brings up Salazar, who had a base hit in the first inning as well. And this will spur a mound visit from Wes McGuire, the pitching coach. And the young Frey is a little frayed this inning. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer will come out to break up the meeting, as he has allowed three runs here in the second inning. To make the score, the Red Sox 3, the Green Jackets 1. Two outs in the inning. Frey just needs to get one more. The only outs this inning have come via the strikeout, however. First pitch, Salazar hits it to third. Exposito, the throw to Compton, is in time, and that ends the inning. A nice glove by E.J. Exposito ends the frame. Three runs score on three doubles, one left on base, and the Red Sox have taken a 3-1 lead over the Augusta Green Jackets through two innings. Top three in the Green Jackets trying to respond when we come back on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox in front 3-1. And Giovanni last night after Salem struggled to get the scoring going early. It's a sight for sore eyes to see a three spot in the second inning for Salem.
Yeah, Red Sox able to get the bats going big time. How about three doubles from three different bats? Alexis Hernandez able to do it with two outs as well. Red Sox able to grab three runs. And after starting the inning with a strikeout, they were able to really find their footing.
First batter, Jair Casanova, will take a first pitch called strike. Excuse me, make that a ball according to our scoreboard. 1-0 is fouled off for strike one, and the count's now even, one ball and one strike. Wasn't going to mention it back in the first inning, but now that we're here in the third, it feels a little appropriate to mention it now that our video board out in right field, 1-1 swing and a miss for strike two, has been blank since first pitch. It was working all pregame and then just lights out. So it's kind of got an old school vibe at the ballpark right now, with the only scoreboard being the digital one over the left field wall. Swing and a foul ball to the third base side. Count remains 1-2. Now the 1-2 delivery, called strike three on the inside part of the plate, and Casanova will go down on strikes. Strikeout looking, and the third punch out of the night for Elvis Soto. Back to the top of the order. Number one, Ambiorix Tavares, the designated hitter, was first pitch swinging to start the ball game when he popped out to the first baseman, Albert Feliz. First pitch swinging once more is Tavares, but this time he comes up empty for strike one. One delivery outside and low, ball one. Good time to mention that tomorrow night our promotions continue. Tomorrow, Dinosaurs will roam Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-1 downstairs for Dinos at the Diamond Night. So first aliens invade. Apparently they dropped off a time machine, because we're going back a few million years to the time where the dinosaurs roamed the earth. 2-1, swing and a miss for strike two, and the count's even, two balls and two strikes. And then this weekend, Military Appreciation Day, specialty jerseys for that game as well. So a lot of good promotions this week at the ballpark if you're thinking about taking the family out for a ball game. 2-2, ball upstairs, three balls and two strikes. Good weather, great food, great time at the ballpark. You got Dinosaur Night, Military Appreciation Night. If you're listening now, you still have time to make it to Area 51 Night. We're only here in the top of the third. Time and pitch clock violation called, and that is an automatic ball four. Elvis Soto takes a pitch clock violation on a three-ball count, and it's an automatic walk. Now brings up Cam McGee. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Was the first strikeout victim of now three for Elvis Soto on the day. First pitch fouled off by McGee, strike one. A run on two hits and an error for Augusta. Three runs on five hits through two innings. No errors yet for the Red Sox. The 0-1 hit towards first. It gets past the glove of Feliz. Hernandez, the right fielder, fields it as Tavares heads for third, and there will be runners at the corners with one away. Tavares rounded third, thought about going home, but only got about a tenth of the way there. Well struck ball by McGee. And of the five games he's played here at the single-A level, he has stolen a base in four of the five. So something to watch for with second base unoccupied. First pitch swinging goes Jace Grady. He struck out as well back in the first inning. He'll start with an 0-1 count. Big opportunity for the Green Jackets to score a couple as the 0-1 will fall below the knees of Jace Grady for ball one. Soto looks in the 1-1. Downstairs, it's a 2-1 count. Soto wearing those lime green Area 51 jerseys and was mentioning it at the top of the broadcast, a bit interesting to see the Red Sox going with a green look while facing the Green Jackets. Two-one delivery inside for a called strike. Count will move to two balls and two strikes. Only one out, so a strikeout here would stop the chances of a sacrifice fly. Anything into the outfield likely cuts the Green Jackets' deficit in half. Runner goes on the 2-2. It's swung and fouled off, and the hit and run is given up. Cam McGee was looking for his fifth game with a stolen base, but instead will have to retreat back to first. Time called as Luis Ravello, I think, maybe noticed something with the hitter Jace Grady, maybe how he's tipping his pitches or something, because Ravello is now having a relatively long conversation with Elvis Soto. Taking out a notebook and making a note of it was the home plate umpire Travis Brewer. Two balls, two strikes, one out, runners at first and third. Pitch from Soto, swung on and missed. In frustration, putting the bat over his head is Jace Grady. And now needing a base hit to score for Augusta, Drew Compton. Helmet almost fell off of Jace Grady. That's how hard he was swinging. He strikes out for the second time today. It's the fourth strikeout for Elvis Soto. Drew Compton walked, later coming around to score. He hits one opposite way, foul down the left field line. McGee at first, Tavares at third. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Runner goes, ball downstairs. Montero throws down. Did he get him? No, he was called safe. Alcantara can't believe it. Drops to his knees, and here comes Liam Carroll. He looked out by a mile from here. That's how it looked from us. Of course, we're not as close as William Ward in the field. But Liam Carroll argued with Travis Brewer, the home plate umpire, earlier. He's now talking with William Ward, the field umpire. Third time in 2 days that Liam Carroll has had to come out to argue. I think he's safe.
Yeah, I think he's safe, actually, by quite a bit off of that angle there.
We just got a replay here that gave a slowed down look. Carroll will not win in this appeal, and a stolen base for Cam McGee.
I think it's the right call. Granted, that was a tough angle to see, but
it looked like now, the tag was late.
He slid in on the back half of the plate. So from our perspective here in the booth, we could only see Ravello blocking or Alcantara blocking his body, and that's why he looked out. Then when seeing that second angle, you could see that he slid that leg in, and a single here for Drew Copton will score one. Here comes the throw from Hernandez, and it scores two. A two RBI single for Drew Copton, and the Green Jackets have tied the game at three here in the top of the third.
And, you know, that just goes to show how big that stolen base was, right? Because I also don't think it scores two, obviously, if it weren't for that stolen base, and the out would have ended the inning.
Now it brings up Wilbur Dung with a runner at first, two gone. Only two outs in the inning have been strikeouts. First pitch is cranked to a berm over the left side, foul. Now again on that stolen base, first glance looked out, looking at the replay, it showed that he was safe by a pretty wide margin. The 0-1 chopped foul. And it's an 0-2 count with Compton standing at first. A clutch piece of hitting for Drew Compton to tie the game at 3-3. This game's been going back and forth here in the early innings. We're set for a good one between these two sides. Time called as the pitch clock is reset. The 0-2 delivery upstairs. Called strike three. Down on strikes goes Wilbur Dung. Fifth strikeout for Elvis Soto. All three outs in the inning have come on the strikeout, but two runs on two hits. One runner left on base, a clutch piece of two-out hitting from Drew Compton. And the Green Jackets have tied it 3-3. Red Sox coming back up to bat to try to reclaim the lead in the bottom of the third when we come back on MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's 3-3 as we enter the bottom of the third. Luis Ravello, Albertson Asihan, and Marvin Alcantara do up this inning. That combined part of the order 0-3 today. First pitch to Ravello downstairs for a called strike. Well, an inning after I mentioned the scoreboard technical difficulties, we've figured it out. The 0-1 swing and a miss for strike two. The video board over in right field flashing to life between innings. which now shows that 3-3 tie. The 0-2 is swung on and missed by Ravello. Fourth strikeout for Riley Frey. Second time Ravello has gone down on strikes, this time on three pitches. Brings up Albert Sanasi-Hen. First pitch to him, a downstairs ball. He ended the first inning with a ground out to third back in the first inning. A swing and a fly ball hit towards deep center field. It's at the warning track, leaping and unable to come up with it is Kern. To third goes Sanasi-Hen. He's turning on the Jets, getting the green light, the play at the plate. He is out and home. Liam Terrell comes out to argue for the third time tonight and out at home on what would have been an inside the park home run is Albert Sanasi-Hen. Kern couldn't get there, and Liam Carroll has had an issue with these umpires tonight, the third time arguing in the third inning. Play at the plate, we slow it down on MILB TV, and from our angle here, he looks safe. The Boo Birds come out from the Salem Faithful, a triple chop down heading home. What would have been an inside-the-park home run for Albert Sanasi-Hen called out at home. Marvin Alcantara takes a first-pitch strike upstairs. Our angle here on the monitor looked like he was safe, and Liam Carroll, swing and a miss for strike two. Liam Carroll had his third argument with the umpires in as many innings. It's an 0-2 to Alcantara with two outs. Called strike three on three pitches. So two strikeouts and what would have been an inside the park home run, but an out call at the plate cost the Red Sox a run and a base runner. We're tied at three heading to the fourth on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 3-3 tie heading into the fourth inning. Dramatic so far. Albert Sanasi-Hen so close to getting an inside the park home run, but not to be. We're still tied at three. Heading into the middle innings and taking you the way through the middle innings on the play-by-play. Here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Tyler. As TK just mentioned, 3-3 your score, 6-4. The Red Sox leading the Augusta Green Jackets in the hit column. This is now the third night in a row that the Red Sox are dominant in the hit category. Last night, though, it did not result in a win. Tyler, I kind of want to take us back to last night a little bit. Don't want to dwell on it, but just want to kind of break things down a little bit. Here's a replay, by the way, if you're watching on MILB TV, the throw home in which Albert Sanasi-Hen was called out at the plate. I mean, you don't really have a good view of home plate itself with that camera angle. Tyler happened to think that he was safe. I thought it was kind of 50-50. And the first pitch to Cade Kern is fouled away off the bottom of his bat, and it's nothing and one. Kern, the righty, digs on in. Righty on righty, Soto deals. A one misses down and away on a breaking ball. It's one and one. So, Tyler, last night the Red Sox dominate the hit category, right? They end up with 10, out-hitting them 10 to 4 and still end up losing the ball game due to 3 errors. The 1-1 taken for a strike. 82 on a breaking ball. New arm on the hill for the Red Sox. Luis Talavera comes in relief for Elvis Soto. Soto just 3 innings, the 1-2. This is cranked right back up the middle, scooped up by Talavera off the mound. Fires to first, and it's up over the head of Albert Feliz. It hit off of his mitt. Taking second now is Cade Kern, and that is another error on a pitcher for the second night in a row here in Salem.
Yeah, had a little bit of time there. I think it's more so a case of the Red Sox are just rushing plays, trying to get through a play, trying to show off the cannon of the arm, and it just doesn't always work out. I mean, it's unfortunate.
So much like last night, error being a problem here early on in the ball game. Red Sox had an error from their pitcher, catcher, and first baseman a night ago. 6 runs was enough to win it last night for Augusta. None of them were earned. First pitch to E.J. Esposito, and a balk is given instead. Luis Talavera has balked after throwing an error to first base, and Cade Kern now has 3rd.
And things just go from bad to worse.
So Esposito back in the right-handed batter's box. First pitch, he takes it low and away on a fastball at 96. The count 1-0. Luis, a right-hander out of Maracay, Venezuela, had 2 outings in Fredericksburg a week ago. 1-0. This is drilled into the air. Sky-high center field. Garcia going back. It'll stay in the ballpark. He makes the pinch out in center field. Plenty deep enough to score Cade Kern. A sack fly for E.J. Esposito. And it is 4-3. The Green Jackets take a 1-run lead.
And another unearned run there. We saw 6 runs scored for the Green Jackets last night. None of them were earned. Yet another unearned run, and this one gives the Jackets the lead.
So it brings up Jacob Godman, an undrafted free agent out of Oral Roberts. He takes the first pitch high and in on a fastball. It's 1-0. Bases empty, 1 gone, and a 4-3 lead for the Augusta Green Jackets here in the top of 4. 1-0, called a strike. 96 on a fastball, right over the heart of the plate, and the count evens up at 1-1. 1-1 pitch. This is ripped out into right field, foul by about 15 feet down the right field line. It's 1-2 for Godman. Last time Luis Talavera was on the hill, it was the 6th against Fredericksburg. Went 2 1/3, gave up 2 hits, 2 walks, no strikeouts, but no runs given up. Before that, he went in game number 1 of the series against the Fred Nats, went 3 complete innings, giving up 1 hit, a run, it was earned, 2 walks, and dealt 2 strikeouts. Talavera deals, 1-2. This is flown out down the right field line once again. Foul territory, and it will hit off the wall down the right field line. Not enough real estate for Hernandez to track that one down, and alive at 1-2 is Godman with 1 gone. And a 1-run lead here in the top of the 4th. Godman batting the 8 hole. Jair Casanova, Venezuelan native, is on deck in his series debut. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball. First strikeout of the night for Luis Talavera, and there's 2 gone here in the top of 4. Brings up Jair Casanova, who is 0-for-1 today. Struck out looking first time around back in the 3rd inning. First pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Slider snaps back into the zone, and the count now 0-1. Talavera stands very square to home plate. Now he deals 0-1. This is ripped into left field. Backhanded glove by Ravello. Jump toss to first. And he got him. Luis Ravello, probably going to be our John Deere in the dirt play of the game, if I had to guess. Big final out here in the top of 4. Augusta grabs 1. We go to the home half of the 4th. After this, it's 4-3 Augusta lead in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content.
You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Well, Tyler, extra base hits have been the story so far for the Salem Red Sox. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. Bottom of the fourth, 4-3. The Red Sox trail against the Augusta Green Jackets. But, Tyler, as we mentioned, extra base hits everywhere. Three doubles in the second. A triple for Alberts and Ossie Henn. Last inning for the Sox in the third. And everybody up here saying he was safe on an inside-the-park home run at the plate. Well, that was not the call that Travis Brewer, home plate umpire, made. And it's still 4-3 Augusta leads. Red Sox ready to go 7-8-9 at the bottom of the order. Albert Feliz leads us off here in the bottom of the fourth. New pitcher on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets. Omar Diaz, the Benai Dominican Republic natives, flies one center field. Going back is Kern, and it is off the wall. Albert Feliz rounds first. Throw in is cut off, and Feliz is in at second as the ball trickles all the way to Exposito, the third baseman. Another extra base hit for the Red Sox.
How about the fifth of the night? Doubles for Mexicano Montero, Hernandez, and now Feliz. That triple that, again, should have been called safe, would have been an inside-the-park home run by Ossie Henn. It's just been an extra base hit kind of night, and nothing's escaped the wall.
Once again, you mentioned Roberto Mexicano, already a double tonight. He scored. Runner on second, nobody out, tying run on second. First pitch to Mexicano, and he takes a fastball inside. The count now 1-0. Roberto Mexicano has had such an elevated role as of late for the Red Sox, playing DH tonight. 1-0 pitch. He pokes it down the right field line, trying to leg this one out. This is scooped up but bobbled by the pitcher, and Mexicano's going to be aboard with most likely an infield single. Omar Diaz couldn't quite corral it, and aboard at first is Roberto. Tyler, the way they're faring on the side of hits, I say that's an infield single. Your thoughts?
Scoreboard is showing a hit. I think that's the right call. I think he beats it out regardless of Diaz slipping. It just looks worse, the fact that he did stumble and trip over himself.
Definitely a tough play as it was down the right field line. A long run for Diaz, the pitcher, to make. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Juan Montero. Extra base hit for him tonight as well. First pitch, he takes a called strike on a slider. Clips the outside part of the zone. Nothing and one for the right-handed batter, who has hits in seven of his last eight games. 0-1 to Montero. He rifles it foul down the right field line. Juan with a two RBI double earlier tonight in the second inning. He has runners on the corners. Big Al on third. Roberto Mexicano at first. Feliz doubled. Mexicano with a single. Still nobody out. Here in the bottom of the fourth, 4-3 Augusta leads as Montero calls time, steps out. Not his most comfortable situation tonight. He loves day games, Tyler. Really prefers day games over night games. He'll tell you all about it. And he digs back in. Sees it better in the day, he says. Pick off over to first. In there safely is Roberto Mexicano as the ball actually gets caught underneath his leg and he rubs off his leg. The throw hit him on the leg, and he suffocated it against the dirt. Regardless, it's 0-2, runners on the corners with nobody out. 0-2 to Montero.
He cranks it high into the air out into shallow right field, and it drops in front of the right fielder in Grady. Albert Feliz comes in to score. Mexicano to second. Juan Montero with an RBI single, his second hit of the night. We are tied 4-4 here in the bottom of the fourth in Salem. The Red Sox bats continue to be red hot. 9 hits tonight.
I mean, what a game. This has been going back and forth. Green Jackets took a lead top two. Red Sox took a 3-1 lead. Green Jackets tie in the third, take the lead in the fourth, and the Red Sox tie it back up here in the fourth inning. I mean, this is the definition of just back and forth baseball. Really fun to watch as a fan.
Diaz struggling a little bit in just his first inning of work, has now given up 3 hits to the first 3 batters that he has seen. Top of the order for the Red Sox, Justinson Garcia digs on in, the power-hitting center fielder. First pitch, he takes it high and in. It brushes him off the plate on a breaking ball, and the count now 1-0.
How about this, Giovanni? Only the third multi-hit game for Juan Montero, first multi-RBI game of the season.
1-0 misses inside on a breaking ball once again. It's 2-0 for Justinson Garcia, one of the only hitless Red Sox in the order today. 2 balls, no strikes, first and second for the Sox. Nobody out. The pitch, he waves and misses on a fastball at 92, blown right by him, and it's 2-1. Garcia had an unbelievable end of the series against the Lynchburg Hillcats a couple of weeks ago. Got hot at the tail end against Fredericksburg last week, 2-1. Called a strike on a fastball on the outside corner. 2 balls and 2 strikes now for Justinson. Cranked one 420 over the center field wall last series here in Salem. 2-2 to Garcia. He swings, lifts it high into the air, shallow center field. Kern chasing in. He has a read, makes the catch out in center. It is not deep enough for anybody to tag up for the Red Sox. So first and second runners will stay here with the first out in the bottom of the fourth. We're tied at 4-4 for Alexis Hernandez, who's had a 2-hit night himself. Alexis digs in, right-handed batter's box, double in the second, a single in the first. First pitch to Hernandez. He takes a ball downstairs on a fastball out of the zone, and the count 1-0. Alexis, the walk-off winner a couple of nights ago, game one of this series, crushed a ball to left field, the 1-0. He fouls it back between the legs of Godman behind home plate, and it's 1-1. It was a line drive, hit into left field, brought home Cutter Coffey from second. In extra innings, the Red Sox walked it off. Been a lot of close last-second ball games here the last week. 1-1. Called a strike at the letters. Slider whips into the zone, and it's 1-2. You know what, Tyler, I think it's worth saying it's really, really cool. This is the first time all year, and we know how focused the Red Sox are on getting international guys. That's kind of the Red Sox MO. This is the first time we have an all-Latino lineup for the Red Sox today. 1-2 to Hernandez. He looks it downstairs on a fastball, 2-2.
Yeah, and kind of interesting, we only have 2 countries represented as well, the Dominican Republic and Venezuela, on the field right now. And, you know, a lot of countries play baseball, growing the game, but just 2 countries represented for the Red Sox.
2-2, misses outside, gets past Godman on a wild pitch. Taking third is Mexicano. Juan Montero makes it to second. So the Red Sox have 2 in scoring position on a full count with just 1 gone here in the bottom of the fourth, tie ball game for Alexis Hernandez. Alexis was put in such a tough spot last night as well. He represented the tying run at the plate, had a chance to win. Actually, he would have been the winning run. 3-2, this is poked on the ground, through for a base hit into right field. Mexicano comes in to score. Montero waved around third. He'll score as well, throw to second. They do end up getting Alexis Hernandez at second for out number 2. But the Red Sox score 2. It's 6-4. Red Sox lead here in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, you know, this is becoming one of those games where the home crowd isn't too happy, but I think it's just a game of 50-50 calls, where it just so happens that every decision seems like it's going against Salem, but I think for the most part they've all been right calls.
So two RBIs, Alexis Hernandez has the first pitch to John Frank Salazar. This is high and in. It's 1-0. Alexis Hernandez is 3-for-3 today, Tyler. I mean, unbelievable. Now has three RBIs to his name. 1-0. This is swung on, lifted high into the air, shallow center field. Kern underneath it makes the catch, and that'll end the inning. Red Sox grab three. They take a 6-4 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. We go to the top of the fifth after this in Salem.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox score three in the bottom of the fourth to take a 6-4 lead over the Augusta Green Jackets. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. Back to the top of the order for the Green Jackets, and Ambioris Tavares as he looks in the first pitch for a ball on the inside part of the plate and the count 1-0. Luis Talavera in his second inning of work, he deals 1-0. Called a strike right over the middle of the plate on a fastball, and the count evens up at 1-1. The Brady deals 1-1 pitch. Called a strike again. This time a fastball clips the outside corner high in the zone, and the count now 1-2 for Tavares. Tavares 0-1 with a walk tonight. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a low slider out of the zone, and he sits down Tavares on strikes. Second strike out of the night for Luis Talavera. Here in the top of the fifth, 6-4 Red Sox lead, and there's one gone. Brings up Cam McGee, 18th round draft pick out of Washington State, righty on lefty. McGee is 1-2, first pitch, he looks at a ball. Low and away on a fastball, the count now 1-0. McGee, a 261 hitter with one home run, six RBIs, 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, 94 on a fastball, it's 1-1. Had a knock last time around, a single, ended up scoring, stole a base as well, the 1-1. This is outside on a slider. The count now 2-1. McGee recently just brought up here. Part of this 2023 draft class. 2-1. Breaking ball down and away. The count now 3-1. Anaheim, California native for Cam McGee. Transferred from Arizona State to play at Washington State. The 3-1. Here's a swing and a chopper right back up the middle. Underhand glove by Talavera. Underhand toss to first. And there's two gone here in the top of the fifth. 1-3 put out. Sits down Cam McGee. Brings up Jace Grady. Jace Grady, 11th round draft pick for the Atlanta Braves out of Dallas Baptist. Native of Elgin, Texas. First pitch to the lefty. Swing and a miss on a 94-mile-an-hour heater. It's 0-1. Grady 0-2 today, the 0-1. He fouls one back, and the count now 0-2.
Second team All-Missouri Valley Conference is last year at Dallas Baptist. Two-time Bobby Bragan Collegiate Slugger of the Week. 0-2. This is outside of the count now 1-2. Breaking ball out of the zone. Left Dallas Baptist after just 3 years. As many studs do in college. The 1-2. Called strike three. 95 on a fastball that paints the top of the zone at the letters. Two strikeouts in the inning for Luis Talavera. Number three on the night. A scoreless top of the fifth for Augusta. It's 6-4. Red Sox lead. Bottom of the fifth after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the fifth on a beautiful night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. 6-4, the Red Sox lead. How about this, TK? 10 hits in 4 innings thus far for the Red Sox offensively. They've been absolute extra base hit machines so far tonight. Multiple guys having multi-hit games. Some of the best offense we've seen all year.
Yeah, they're on pace for well over these 10 base hits right now. If they can get 20 hits in a game, I mean, we're looking at franchise record worthy.
Well, here's the switch hitting Luis Ravello. First pitch, he swings and misses on a breaking ball out of the zone. And the count now nothing and one. Diaz remains on the hill for his second inning of work for Augusta, the 0-1. Misses just high and away on a breaking ball once again, and the count now 1-1 for Luis Ravello. He has struck out both times up to the dish, one of the only Red Sox without a hit. 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Oh, he just gets a tiny piece of it as it escapes the glove of Godman, and he stays alive. One ball, two strikes now for Luis Ravello. Two strikeouts, both of them swinging. They came in the first and the third. 1-2 on the way. Misses outside, and the count now 2-2. Breaking ball, just a half a ball out of the zone. On deck for the Sox, Albertson, Ossie Henn, and Marvin Alcantara. The Red Sox go 4-5-6. 2-2. Misses upstairs, and a full count now worked by Luis Ravello. The switch hitter, batting from the left side, facing a right-handed pitcher, started tonight against Riley Frey, batting from the right-handed side. Payoff pitch to Ravello. He takes a ball just down and away, below the knees on a breaking ball, and it's a leadoff walk for Luis Ravello and the Red Sox here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Albertson Ossie Henn. He's been the controversy of the day. Ended up with a triple into the left field corner back in the third inning. Many thought here at Salem Memorial Ballpark that he scored. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer said he was thrown out. First pitch. This is just inside on a fastball, 1-0. It would have been the second inside the park home run the Red Sox have had all year. Miguel Blaise had one very early in April this year. 1-0 to Ossie Henn. He looks at a ball inside as he kind of jumps off the plate. It's 2-0. Ossie Henn playing out in left field tonight for the Red Sox. He grounded out his first time around. He's 1-for-2. Runner on first, nobody out. 6-4 Sox lead. 2-0 pitch. Taken for a strike on the inner half. A slider that rips back into the zone. Really sharp looking pitch there from Diaz as it looked in all day long and then ended up finding its way. The 2-1, wave and a miss on a breaking ball downstairs, and Ossie Henn evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Albertson with just 1 home run so far this year. 6 RBIs, batting though 328. 2-2, swing and a miss, and Albertson Ossie Henn is sat down on strikes. First strikeout of the night for Diaz on the rubber for the Augusta Green Jackets. He came in for Riley Frey just an inning ago. Brings up Marvin Alcantara in his single-A debut here with the Red Sox. First pitch, this is down and in. Count now 1-0 on a fastball out of the zone. Alcantara, again, one of the only Red Sox that is hitless. 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. One swinging, one looking. The 1-0, he takes it high and in on a fastball as he kind of jumps away from that pitch. Count now 2 balls, no strikes. 6-4, Sox lead. Bottom of the fifth, runner on first is Luis Ravello aboard via the walk. Pick off over to first, and Ravello is standing up saying, why waste your time here? Red Sox have to hold up good defensively, though, tonight. 3 errors last night, 6 unearned runs is why they lost 2-0. Called a strike on the outside corner. A fastball paints it, and it's 2-1 for Marvin Alcantara. Looking for his first single-A hit. Righty-on-righty matchup. 2-1 pitch. He pulls back a check swing and appealed. The field umpire, William Ward, said that he did not go, and it's 3-1 as a breaking ball fell well below the zone. So Alcantara just able to have enough discipline to pull away. Pick off over to first again, and Ravello doesn't bother to slide. Dances back to the first base bag. Held on there by Drew Compton, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. 3-1, runner goes. This one is chopped right to the shortstop, McGee. No play at second, fires to first. A leaning Drew Compton is able to pick it up off the dirt for out number 2. And this is good for the Red Sox because that was definitely a double play ball. But the hit and run allowed Ravello to get there before McGee had any chance to make a play. So it does salvage an out. And it brings up Albert Feliz, who had a huge double back in the fourth. He ended up scoring. That led off the inning. It was a 3-run fourth inning for the Red Sox to retake the lead. First pitch, he looks at a fastball as he raises his arms underneath the pitch. It finds the zone. It's nothing and one. Big Al, 1-for-1. He walked as well. He scored both times. The 0-1. Called a strike. Fastball on the outer half. Nothing and two for Feliz. 7-hole hitter for the Red Sox, who's been dynamite as of late. Had a home run last series in Fredericksburg, looking for his first of this series. 0-2. Wave and a miss. He got him with a curveball in the dirt. Big Al's kryptonite sits him down. Second strikeout of the inning for Diaz. Red Sox strand a runner on second. They still lead it 6-4. Top of the sixth after this. In Salem.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
6-4 Red Sox lead as we go to the top of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Luis Talavera enters now his third inning of work for the Red Sox. Came in relief for Elvis Soto, who got the start. Went just three innings. Drew Compton digs on in the lefty. First pitch. Fastball finds the outside corner, and the count now nothing and one. Compton, the former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, having a great night so far. A walk and a two RBI single. 0-1, he rips it right back up the middle. Charging ahead, backhanded glove, throw to first in time. Marvin Alcantara. What a play in his debut to get out number one here in the top of the sixth. Four-three putout sits down Drew Compton. A really, really sharp play from the speedy Marvin Alcantara. And it brings up Will Verdung. First pitch to the JUCO product. This is inside. The count now 1-0. Verdung is 1-for-2 today. Singled back in the second. Was cut down at second base. The 1-0. Wave and a miss as it blocks off the leg of Juan Montero. And the count now 1-1. Verdung also struck out looking back in the third inning. Luis Talavera sat him down 1-2-3 back in the fifth. Had a solid fourth inning as well. Gave up one run, but it was unearned. It was aboard via the error. 1-1 pitch. Here's a swing and a line drive out into center field. It will drop in for a hit in front of Justinson Garcia. A one-out single for Will Verdung here in the top of the sixth, and Augusta is in business. Sets the table for Cade Kern, the center fielder. 17th round pick out of Ohio State, the former Buckeye. Kern is 0-for-2 today. First pitch on the way. He takes a breaking ball downstairs, and the count now 1-0. Talavera with a long lean in back to home. He sets, fires the 1-0. Kern takes a fastball outside of the zone, and the count now 2-0. Runner on first, one gone, 6-4 Sox lead. 2-0 to Kern. He looks at a strike. 82 on a breaking ball, and the count now 2-1. Here's the pitch. He chops it on the ground. Charging ahead, shortstop Ravello flips to second. Fire to first. They got them both. Inning-ending double play. Red Sox go 6-4-3 to end the inning. 6-4, Red Sox lead at top of the sixth after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox on top. They lead it 6-4 over the Augusta Green Jackets. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. And the Red Sox have been dynamite offensively. 10 hits, out hitting the Augusta Green Jackets 10-5. They had those 10 hits through just 4 innings of play. Absolutely unbelievable. Last time around, the Sox did strand a runner in scoring position on second, a pair of strikeouts, so the offense has slowed down just the tiniest little bit. Nevertheless, they look to pick things back up. They go 8-9-1. It's Mexicano, Montero, and Justinson Garcia. And the bottom of the order tonight has been perfect for the Red Sox. Both Roberto Mexicano and Juan Montero have a double and a single tonight. When you get efficient hitting, and that's more than efficient hitting, but when you get efficient hitting like that at the bottom of the order, it usually sets up for a very, very good night offensively. Here's Roberto Mexicano. Doubled in the second, singled in the fourth. First pitch, he looks at a called strike. 93 on a fastball right over the middle of the plate, and the count now nothing and one. Roberto scored both times he was aboard, part of a 6-4 Red Sox lead. The 0-1, he swings and misses on a slider. The count now nothing and two. Roberto Mexicano just seeing it in a different way the last week or two. 0-2 pitch. Mexicano pulls back a check swing. The appeal, William Ward down the first baseline said that he did not go on a breaking ball that missed low and away. And the count now 1-2. Roberto last series against Fredericksburg teed off for a home run. Had a handful of extra base hits as well. The 1-2. He chops it off his own leg foul and stays alive at 1-2. This is the first time the Augusta Green Jackets have ever visited Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kind of crazy. Guess that's what happens when Red Sox were in high A before COVID. Were sent down to single A. 1-2. Called strike 3. Mexicano looks at a slider that rips back through the zone. He knew it, too, immediately. Goes back to the dugout in frustration. Well, he just drops to 2-for-3. Brings up Juan Montero, who is 2-for-2 tonight. Has 3 RBIs. Montero has not had a 3-hit game all season. Can he do it here? One gone, nobody on the first pitch. He looks at a fastball downstairs out of the zone, and the count 1-0. Third strikeout of the night for Augusta as a crew. That sat down Mexicano, the 1-0. This is cranked right to the shortstop, McGee, who grabs it on a hop. He fires to first, and they get Montero. 6-3 put out. It's the first unproductive at-bat for Montero today, and we go to the top of the order with Justinson Garcia, who is hitless for the Red Sox. 3 guys are hitless for the Sox today. Justinson Garcia, Luis Ravello, and Marvin Alcantara. So unlike Justinson to not be in the hit category. The first pitch, he fouls it back, and it's 0-1. The San Fernando de Apure Venezuela native made his single-A debut at the very beginning of June in Myrtle Beach. The 0-1 takes a slider that finds the zone, nothing in two, and that's just such a good-looking pitch as it looks in all the way and then curves right back into the zone. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a low breaking ball. Well out of the zone. Second strikeout of the inning for the Green Jackets. Justinson Garcia strikes out for the second time tonight. Red Sox still lead it 6-4. We go to the top of the seventh after this in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 6-4, the Red Sox lead, out hitting the Augusta Green Jackets 10-5. And the Red Sox on Area 51 night, wearing specialty jerseys tonight. A neon green with a barbed wired look, kind of a cool setup going on. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you, and it's been a great offensive tonight. You could say the Red Sox look out of this world offensively tonight, Tyler.
But
I like that. That was good.
The crickets are chirping at that joke there.
Michael Valera takes the hill for the Red Sox. He comes in for Luis Talavera. It's just the third arm tonight thrown by the Red Sox. And you have to think, Tyler, Valera could possibly go the rest of this game. In all likelihood, will go two innings, and then they'll put someone in for the eighth and the ninth. Nevertheless, it's always good when Michael Valera takes the hill as of late. The first pitch to E.J. Exposito is fouled back on a fastball, and it's nothing and one. Valera, really, really cool. He struck out one of the biggest faces in baseball on Saturday night when he came in the last out of the ninth inning and then for the tenth inning against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Exposito called time, digs back in the 0-1. He looks at a breaking ball, low and away, and the count now 1-1. Yeah, Michael Valera struck out Dylan Cruz, second overall draft pick of the Fredericksburg Nationals. He set Dylan Cruz 0-for-5 that day, the 1-1. Breaking ball tails into the zone, and it's 1-2. A nice pitch from Michael Valera. Righty on righty, the righty deals. 1-2 pitch. Misses way inside on a fastball at the ankles of Exposito, and the count evens up at 2-2. 7-8-9 for the Augusta Green Jackets here in the top of the seventh, trailing it 6-4, trying to find some offense. 2-2. This is hit right off his own ankle as he deflects it off the bat into his leg. Exposito just kind of takes a couple of circles around home plate to shake this one off and face a 2-2 count once again. Valera was originally sent back down after a tough start to the year. Here's the 2-2 pitch. He struck him out, waving a miss on a slider. Low and away out of the zone. A disgusting ball from Michael Valera. It's his first strikeout, and there's one gone here in the top of the seventh.
Yeah, Valera's looked really good since his return from Fort Myers. Must have taught him well down there because he's been wheeling and dealing since he got back to Salem.
His last outing, like I mentioned, against Fredericksburg, just went 1 1/3, gave up just two hits, had two strikeouts to end the game. First pitch to Jacob Godman, and it's taken downstairs on a fastball, 1-0. Godman 0-for-2 today. A strikeout and a groundout. 1-0 pitch. He looks at it downstairs on a fastball, and it's 2-0. Godman, the undrafted free agent out of Oral Roberts. How about a run that they had all the way to the College World Series this past year, Tyler?
Big play for Godman there.
2-0, misses inside on a fastball. 3 balls, no strikes.
Had a double against Florida, went 2-for-10 throughout the College World Series. Big games against Florida and TCU.
Florida ended up making it to the National Championship Series where they fell to LSU. 3-0. Taken for a strike. 94 on a get-me-over strike that paints the inside corner. And it's 3-1 for Godman.
It was kind of interesting.
3-1.
fouled back, and now Michael Valletta has worked himself back into a full count.
It's kind of interesting that Jacob Godman got to share a team with the Braves' first-round draft pick in Hurston Waldrep, a pitcher for the University of Florida.
Yeah. Payoff pitch to Godman. He pokes it down the left field line, and it trickles foul. Staying alive here is Godman, an elongated at-bat. A good job, though, by Valletta to come back and was down 3-0. Ended up chasing his way back with a get-me-over strike and then a couple of foul balls here now by Godman. 3-2, it's on the way. Poked right down the left field line once again. Valletta charges ahead, backhands, fires to first, and it is caught by Feliz, but he's well off the bag, and it's not nearly in time. Just a really sharp play on an infield single there for Jacob Godman. The way that he hit that, more of a swinging bunt, and he ends up getting a board. That's just honestly good offense there. Sometimes you got to tip your cap. Valletta didn't really have much of a play.
No, and sometimes those plays happen. You'll have those more or less swinging bunts that are just a tough play.
Well, we go to the bottom of the order, the nine hole. Jair Casanova making his series debut tonight. He's 0-2. First pitch to the Venezuelan native. He swings and misses on a slider, and the count now nothing and one. 2-0-1 hitter, six homers, though, this year. Just literally a point above the Mendoza line. Struck out and grounded out tonight. Valletta kicks, deals, 0-1. Misses downstairs on a fastball. It's 1-1. Noticing here, Valletta just kind of struggling to locate the fastball just a little bit. Missing low. Most of the time that he has missed the zone, it has been on a fastball that is low. 1-1 pitch. This is cranked right back up the middle. Gloved by Alcantara. He can't get it to second. Ravello was on second. It was in his mitt, and he dropped it. Another error for the Red Sox infield. Errors plaguing this team. They're second of the night. They had three a night ago. And, Tyler, is that more of a Ravello issue or an Alcantara problem?
Well, you know, still relatively new. The error earlier today went on Soto. Ravello had a play that I thought should have been an error earlier today, but the Red Sox are just looking uncomfortable and rushing things when that should be the key fundamental.
First and second for Ambioris Tavares as he takes a fastball inside, and the count now 1-0. Still only one gone. That should have been an inning-ending double play. They would have had him canned. I mean, that ball was so well hit. 1-0-1 off the bat to Alcantara. He gloved it fine. He flipped it to second. The 1-0. Misses inside on a fastball. 2-0. 6-4. Red Sox lead if you're just joining us here in the top of the seventh. Out hitting the Green Jackets 10-6. The Red Sox, though, hitless since the fourth. 2-0 pitch. It's a rocket right back up the middle. Godman's going to round third and head home. The throw to the plate is in time. Justinson
safe. They called him safe.
There's no way. Justinson Garcia had an unbelievable play last week on Saturday. He just did it again here. There's no way. We're going to have to see a replay on this. It was well in time. So Juan Montero must have not made the tag properly then. No Liam Carroll. He has not exited the dugout.
Here's the replay on MILB TV.
And
he dropped the ball.
You can't drop the ball. And here comes Jason Bland to have a conversation. You got to say, though, unbelievable throw from Justinson Garcia.
Oh, yeah, he deserved the out there, and it's just a little unfortunate that Montero couldn't hang on. Because now it's a one-run game. Tying run is over at third.
Yeah, so the run scores. It's 6-5. Tying run just 90 feet away. And a good bat in Cam McGee, who has a hit today at the dish. Already coming in to break up this party is Travis Brewer. A very short mound visit. Tyler, what do the Red Sox have to do here to kind of work out of this jam? Still only one gone.
You know, McGee's a good batter.
A big strikeout here. Valera, good pitcher, trying to induce a ground ball here. Double play could end the inning. And then, of course, get that offense spurred open in the bottom of the seventh to try to at least just get some offense to add some insurance runs here.
So it'll go in as an RBI single for Ambioris Taveras. He's on first. Runners on the corners for Cam McGee. 18th round pick out of Washington State. Had a hit back in the third, ended up scoring. He's 1-for-3. Righty on lefty. Valera deals. First pitch, a bunt is ticked foul down the left field line. Nothing in one. What are your thoughts on a bunt here?
You know, I don't hate it. I don't think the Red Sox were expecting it. It could have brought Casanova in to score there.
Be a sacrifice bunt, essentially.
Yeah. Suicide squeeze, almost.
Yeah. 0-1. It's cranked right to the shortstop, Alcantara. Flipped to second there. Fire to first in time. Inning-ending double play. It strands a runner on third that would have tied the game. Beautiful defense from the Red Sox. One run scores in the top of the seventh. It's 6-5. Buckle up. We got ourselves a ball game. Heading to the home half of the seventh after this. Time to stretch it in Salem.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We just stretched, and it's a great ball game. 6-5, Red Sox lead it over the Augusta Green Jackets. Still Shea Shanahan on the hill for the Green Jackets, heading into his second inning of work. And Alexis Hernandez due up for the Sox. They go 2-3-4 in the batting order. Alexis has three RBIs. He is 3-for-3 today. First pitch, and he waves and misses on a slider, and the count now nothing in one. That slider out of the zone, a really good-looking pitch from Shanahan, and it's 0-1 for the red-hot Alexis Hernandez. The pitch, he looks at a called strike, another slider that plucks the zone, and quickly down 0-2 is Alexis Hernandez.
Shanahan this year from Nebraska, the former Cornhusker, looked really good last inning, striking out two of the three in the only 1-2-3 inning against the Red Sox so far, now having to take on the best hitter in the lineup tonight in Hernandez.
0-2, it's on the way. Wave and a miss. He struck him out with a slider low out of the zone. Three pitches. Sits down Alexis Hernandez, who was 3-for-3 going into the at-bat. Red Sox, despite having a really hot start, are hitless since the fourth. All 10 of their hits came in the first four innings. Here's John Frank Salazar. First pitch on the way. He takes a fastball high and in, and the count now 1-0. John Frank Salazar was the hero in a lot of ways at the tail end of last week. Hit a grand slam on Saturday. 1-0. Breaking ball finds the zone, and the count now 1-1. Homered two nights in a row, Friday and Saturday. Had multi-hit games on Friday and Saturday. 1-1, wave and a miss on a slider. It's 1-2, and Yeah, that breaking ball really working for Shanahan. Salazar calls time, adjusts his batting gloves. A couple shakes of the head. On deck for the Red Sox is Luis Ravello, one of the hitless Red Sox today. One of three guys to not register a hit. Nobody on, one gone. The 1-2. Taken down and away on a breaking ball. 2-2. Tyler, almost the wrong time of the game to be going cold here if you're the Red Sox. 10 hits in the first four. Now hitless in their last almost three innings. The 1-2. Here's a ripper down the left field line. Broken bat scooped up by Exposito. Fired a first in time. 5-3 sits down Salazar, and broken bat didn't help. Probably would have left the bat with a little bit more velocity if the bat didn't shatter.
Now, but Shea Shanahan has been looking really good on the mound so far. Has really, in effect, shut down the Red Sox hitting. Former Nebraska Cornhusker, I mean, you talk about this year with the Huskers, a 3.07 ERA in that Big Ten Conference, six saves. Big strikeout to walk ratio as well. So Shanahan, really good pitcher out of the Big Ten, out of Nebraska. And just makes sense that he's making things work here with the Green Jackets as well.
Here's the switch hitting Luis Ravello. Two strikeouts tonight. He walked back in the fifth. One of the hitless Red Sox tonight, him, Garcia, as well as Marvin Alcantara. First pitch. And the switch hitting lefty takes a 92-mile-an-hour fastball for a called strike. That missed it. That actually missed the zone. That's a miss by Travis Brewer behind home plate. Nevertheless, it's called a strike, the 0-1. He waves and misses once again on a slider this time. It's nothing and two. A lot of debate with this umpiring crew so far this week, I will say. 0-2 on the way. This is nubbed off the bottom of his bat to foul it away, and it's still 0-2.
I think it's a case where, you know, it happens from time to time where there's 50-50 calls, and it just seems like it's going one way when it's the correct call. It's just everything in the game's going against the Sox.
0-2 swung on and missed. It ends the inning. Shanahan comes in, sits down the Red Sox, 1-2-3, deals two strikeouts in the process. It's his fourth strikeout of the night. He's dominating on the hill. Red Sox, despite having 10 hits, they're hitless since the fourth. We go to the top of the eighth. Red Sox clinging onto a 6-5 lead. Top of the eighth after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Red Sox clinging on to a 6-5 lead here in the top of the eighth. Hitless since the fourth inning, but the Red Sox still lead it by a run. Top of the eighth, Tyler Katz ready to take you the rest of the way. TK, take it away.
Appreciate it. Always a great partner to work with, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Top of the eighth inning, Jace Grady, Drew Compton, Will Verdung do up this inning as the Green Jackets try to tie and or take the lead over the Salem Red Sox. Grady is 0 for 3 today. The first pitch he'll swing at and miss for strike one. Count goes even to a ball and a strike. It's still Michael Valera on the hill for the Red Sox. He allowed a run unearned last inning. 1-0 ball downstairs, and it's a 2-0 count to Grady. Story of the series so far for the Red Sox defense has been unearned runs. losing 6-4 last night. 1-1, Grady fouls it off, and it's 1-2. 6 runs scored by the Green Jackets last night. None of them were earned. 6 runs, 0 earned in the 6-4 loss for the Red Sox. 1-2 delivery is fouled off. Keeps the count where it is. Tonight, of the 5 runs that the Green Jackets have scored, 3 of them have been earned. So not quite like last night, but still 2 unearned runs tonight off of 2 Red Sox errors. The 1-2 to Grady outside for a ball. Just a touch off the strike zone. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody out here in the top of the 8th. 10 hits for the Red Sox, 7 for the Green Jackets, and a 6-5 Red Sox lead. 2-2 upstairs, and the count will move full. The number 17 for the Green Jackets, Jace Grady. The Red Sox started off trailing 1-0 back in the second inning, and time called as this is Liam Carroll coming out to have a quick conversation with Juan Montero. Interesting, as we haven't really seen Liam Carroll come out to talk, and it looks like it's Juan Montero doing most of the talking. And a long conversation between the two sides. And now Liam Carroll is walking out to the mound with Juan Montero and an athletic trainer. And the entire infield comes in, and they're looking at... I'm not quite sure. I think Juan Montero may have seen something and called over Liam Carroll. I'm not quite sure what this could be about. Liam Carroll is talking mainly with our athletic trainer, Jacob Loffman. And it's very odd to see Liam Carroll out there, who doesn't usually come out for anything except for pitching changes. The bullpen catcher, Anderson Lira, is now coming into the ball game for Juan Montero. And it looks like Valera is out of the game as well. So Lira comes from the bullpen into the game to be the new catcher. Juan Montero called over Liam Carroll to have a conversation. Valera remains on the mound. And it will be Anderson Lira, who was tonight's bullpen catcher, now becoming the catcher in the game. I can't say I've ever seen a catcher come from the bullpen like a relief pitcher into the ball game, but we hope everything's okay for Juan Montero.
Well, the tough part is yeah, obviously you hope everything's okay. That just took a really hot bat out of the lineup as well. Multi-hit day for Juan Montero, has 3 RBIs. That's critical in this tight, tight game where the Red Sox haven't had a hit since the 4th.
Now the question becomes, who is the new bullpen catcher? Because the only other catcher on the roster, here's the 2-2 to Grady, and the first pitch that Lira takes is downstairs for a ball check swing, no swing. The only other catcher on the roster is Yorberto Mexicano, who is the designated hitter. Jace Grady will be awarded first base. Drew Compton becomes the next hitter. Runner goes on a pitch that skips away. Lira now has to chase it down and fresh into the ballgame. Up to second goes Jace Grady, and the Green Jackets have a runner in scoring position. So Grady drew a walk and now steals second base on a pitch that got away. Had a chance to take third, but didn't want to test the arm of Lira. The athletic trainer Jacob Loffman is checking out the hands of Juan Montero in the dugout. Downstairs, and it's ball two. Two balls and no strikes, so just a very interesting situation there. Jace Grady with his first single A stolen base as well. Runner at second, a look back, lifts the leg as Valera and fires upstairs for ball two. Ball three make it for Compton. Now ahead in the count 3-0, there's nobody standing at first, unoccupied. But now you risk putting two runners aboard and the go-ahead run aboard, currently represented by the batter, Drew Compton. The 3-0 is outside ball four. So Compton will walk. Since Juan Montero left this game, Michael Valera has not delivered a strike. Jason Blanton, the pitching coach, will come out to have a conversation prior to the Will Verdung at-bat. This will give us time to catch you up on your Carolina League scoreboard. Over in Myrtle Beach, top of the eighth, bases loaded for Fayetteville, but a 7-2 Pelicans lead as it looks to be Jonathan Brand warming up in the bullpen for Salem. The Charleston River Dogs lost two games in a row to the Columbia Fireflies, and they took offense to that, laying a beatdown in Columbia. It's Charleston 16, Columbia 5. The Carolina Mudcats continue their reign of dominance across the Carolina League North. 6-3 is the score over Delmarva, bottom six in Zebulon. Kannapolis leads down east 4-1, bottom seven. And finally, in the bottom of the eighth, the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Fredericksburg Nationals 12-6. We're ready to go. Valera taking on Will Verdung, who's 2-for-3 today. First pitch, high pop-up in the infield. Second baseman Ravello gives it up to Salazar. Infield fly rule is called, and it ends up scooting back over to Luis Ravello after Salazar was tracking it down. So a pop-out to second base will now bring up Cade Kern. One away here in the top of the eighth. It's a one-run game. Tying run is at second base for the Green Jackets. Go-ahead run at first. Kern 0-for-3 today. Both runners go on a double steal attempt. Lira can't take the ball out of his glove in time, and it's a double steal. Two runners in scoring position for Augusta. Compton at second, Grady at third. And now likely all it takes is something into the outfield to tie this game. The 1-0, swing and a miss, strike one. Strikeout or another pop-up could be huge here. With no force outs, you take away the possibility of a sac fly with that strikeout or keeping something hard hit in the infield. 1-1 downstairs, and it's a 2-1 count. Update from Fenway Park up in Boston. It is a pitcher's duel of sorts. A 2-0 Boston Red Sox lead over the Kansas City Royals, bottom six. 2-1 to Kern. He hits it back up the middle. That's a base hit. Grady is in to tie the game. The go-ahead run. Compton stops at third. Runners at the corners with one out. It's a brand new ball game, tied at six.
Been a really contentious series all the way through here, Tyler. Red Sox trying to avoid giving one away here. Now, they're going to have plenty of offense up, but it just feels like all of the momentum is swinging in favor of the Green Jackets right now, and this might be it for Michael Valera.
So Michael Valera's day is, in fact, done, being pulled from the ball game. Seemed to be doing so well until Juan Montero had a brief injury scare. He was pulled in favor of Henderson Lira. And now it will be Jonathan Brand, who was pitching to Henderson Lira in the bullpen when Lira had to come into the ballgame. So Jonathan Brand becomes the fourth pitcher of the night for Salem. Jonathan Brand has been one of the most reliable arms out of this Salem bullpen. 7 saves on the year, a 2-2 record, a 2.70 ERA. Last couple games he's gotten shelled, but both of those were on the road at Fredericksburg against a loaded Nationals lineup. On the fourth, he went an inning, allowed 3 runs, all 3 earned, and then 2 days later took just his second losing decision of the year, 3 runs as well. That time only 2 were earned. Prior to that, he was lights out against Lynchburg and Down East, the couple of series prior to that Fredericksburg series. Now trying to get a bounce back here against the Green Jackets. Pitched at the University, or Miami University over in Ohio. The Columbus, Georgia native now having to pitch against the affiliate of the team from his home state, the Green Jackets, affiliated with the Atlanta Braves. So Jonathan Brandt comes in a huge situation. The go-ahead run stands at third base in Drew Compton. Cade Kern, who just singled, is at first. Takes on EJ Exposito. He's 1-for-2 today with a double sac fly and a strikeout. He has 2 RBIs on the night. First pitch to Exposito. Hit in the air. That's enough to score a run. Garcia is underneath it. He will throw home. This one is cut off by Jonathan Brand and will score a run, and the Green Jackets have taken a late eighth inning lead 7-6. On a sac fly to center field, it is the second sacrifice fly for EJ Exposito. And his third RBI of the night, excuse me, brings up Jacob Godman with a runner at first. This game has been back and forth all night. Augusta started with a 1-run lead in the second inning. Salem was able to score 3. First pitch to Godman upstairs. Augusta was able to tie it and then take the lead 4-3, middle of the fourth, before Salem put up another 3 spot in the bottom of the fourth to retake the lead. 1-0, runner goes. High fly ball hit towards center field. And underneath it is Garcia to make the third out of the inning. 2 runs will score off of just a single base hit in the inning. 1 runner left on base for Augusta, and now Salem has some work to do. 6 outs remaining, only down by a run. It's Asihan, Alcantara, and Feliz due up when we come back on MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the eighth inning and a pitching change for the Green Jackets as well. It will bring in Bryant out of the bullpen. Chad Bryant is the new man on the hill. Entering the bottom of the eighth, the Red Sox hoping that they can rough him up enough to at least tie the game. Chad Bryant, 24-year-old right-handed arm out of Grove Hill, Alabama, pitched all of last season with the FCL Braves, finally got the call-up
this season. So Chad Bryant, he wears number 23, will take over. The Alabama native tries to shut down Salem. Brings up Albert Zanasi Hen. He's 1-for-3 today, but that one hit made some noise. It hit off the center field wall, well over a 400-foot shot. He was rounding third, trying for an inside the Parker as the first pitch is upstairs and away for ball one, but was gunned out at home. The Red Sox trying to gather any momentum that they can. A ball will miss upstairs. A 2-0 count to Asi Hen. Have not collected a hit nor a run since the fourth inning. The 2-0 hit down the third baseline, foul. 85 mile per hour pitch from Chad Bryant. Little update across the Boston Red Sox organization. We'll spend a little bit of time with High A Greenville because a lot of players that played here this season there. 2-1. Hit towards right center field. It's deep towards the scoreboard. It will drop on the warning track. Asi Hen, another extra base hit. He'll hit third base, and this time he'll stay. A leadoff triple. Albertson, Asi Hen puts the Red Sox in position to be right back in this one. And what a big spot for the man making his single A debut, Marvin Alcantara. He is 0-for-3 today, a pair of strikeouts and a ground out. All he really needs to do is hit something hard through the infield. Called strike for strike one, and keep in mind, there is nobody out in this inning. Fly ball could be a sac fly. He'll swing, just throw the barrel at a pitch, and he's down in the count 0-2. Standing on deck is Albert Feliz, who's 1-for-2. We'll get back to our Around the Org update in just a second as the 0-2 missing low, ball one. The Greenville Drive have been really reaping the benefits of having first-round draft pick Kyle Teal up with the team. After the 1-2 to Alcantara, the pitch called strike three downstairs, and Alcantara will be rung up on strikes for the third time tonight. One gone as it brings up Albert Feliz. But I know there was some disappointment around the Salem faithful that Kyle Teal didn't play here at Salem Memorial. Well, he seems to be too good for High A as well. 3-for-4 tonight with a double is Teal. He's batting 667. Feliz swings and misses for strike one, and this hits, looks like the inner leg of Godman. Looks to be okay as he'll toss it back to his pitcher. Cutter Coffey, who played on Tuesday night, is making his Greenville Drive debut. He's 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. Check that he played last night as well. He did collect a base hit last night. The 0-1 hit in the air towards deep left field. It's into the tractor beam at area 51. Albert Feliz gives the Red Sox the lead. 8-7, Big Al goes yard. Cranked it, and the aliens help carry that one out of here. 389 feet to left field. It's a two spot for the Red Sox, and right back in front.
What a call, TK. Do you have that one planned out?
You know, I was talking about it before the game today. I hate planning calls. That's the only one I have all season.
All right. Hey, I loved it.
Back towards center field, it's going to be a base hit for Yorberto Mexicano, his third of the night. The vibes are high here in Salem.
First hits for the Red Sox since the fourth. All of a sudden, things starting to click again offensively.
Well, the Red Sox now have a triple, a home run, and a single here in the bottom of the eighth.
Yeah, they can cycle it as a crew.
It brings up Anderson Lira. His first at-bat after relieving Juan Montero will take a first-pitch ball outside. We hope that Montero is okay. We'll see what the bat of Lira can do here. 1-0, fouled off down the right side. And that'll play into the seats.
Mexicano is 3-for-4. Do you go with Big Al or Mexicano for player of the game?
Oh, that's a, I mean, Big Al delivered the hit. That's a good question. 1-1 is ripped down the left field line, and there's a Lira comes in, collects a hit. Struggling it with the left fielder Casanova. The play at 30 is safe. In there is Gilberto Mexicano, and all of a sudden, the tides are turning. The Red Sox getting those calls that they weren't getting at the beginning of the game as well.
Hit number 14 on the night for the Red Sox. I mean, come on. Offense explosion as of late. 14 hits in the extra innings win for the Red Sox a couple of days ago against Fredericksburg. They have a chance to, in regular amount of innings, exceed that.
Believe this is hitting coach Connor Narone. Manager Cody Gabella is in a uniform and typically coaches third. Coach that stepped out for the Green Jackets was in a sweater, which leads me to believe that it might have actually been pitching coach Wes McGuire.
It was one of them.
It was one of them.
This would be a big spot for Josh Stinson to break out of this. You know, I don't want to call it a slump, but an 0-for-4 day. One of the only hitless Red Sox.
Garcia is 0-for-4. Not anymore. It's a single into left field. In to score is Mexicano. It's 9-7 Sox. A three spot with potentially more on the way. It brings up Hernandez. I mean, who on the roster does not have a base hit right now? You talk about maybe Marvin Alcantara and Luis Ravello are about it.
And they've each struck out three times. So those are the two guys that, you know, you got Ravello did walk. Ravello's been on base, so Alcantara is the only guy that has not reached so far tonight. And mound visit taking place here.
The Red Sox are swinging early in at-bats as well. So we take a look at some of our key moments of the game today. That Albert Feliz home run extended Salem's win probability by 41% to 85.8% win probability for Salem. That's quite a big jump.
Yeah, I never try and follow those. I've seen it go from 99 to 0. So, you know, you never know. That's the beauty of sports, right? Especially after experiencing that Saturday night game in Fredericksburg the other day. I will never say a team is out of a game.
There we go. Alexis Hernandez bats with runners at first and second, takes the first pitch for a called strike after a mound visit from Wes McGuire.
And those that were not tuned in, Red Sox went into the bottom of the ninth, leading 7-0. A game-tying grand slam sent it to extras.
The 0-1 to Hernandez. Bouncing ball to Exposito, the third baseman. Tries to tag, couldn't get it. The play will be at first for the shore out. It's a 5-3 ground out.
I thought he got them both. I'm pretty sure he got them both, matter of fact.
And now here comes another argument. Now I'll check that I believe this is actually Cody Gabella out to argue, and he's getting a little loud with William Ward. So are the fielders as well. We saw an ejection last night.
Oh, Billy Boy hasn't been as quick to pull the trigger as Travis Brewer has on ejections.
Yeah, he's still talking on his way back, and I'd be surprised if we don't see one here, actually. Still talking, and yeah, I don't know how you don't pull the trigger there, if I'm being honest. Even if, you know, this is from an objective standpoint. If that was Liam Carroll, if you're still talking on your way back to the dugout, that's typically a sign you're getting the boot.
Nah, I like it. Let him talk.
Brings up John Frank Salazar, runners at second and third after the ground out. Two away. First pitch, swing and opposite way, foul.
You ever heard, there was a big moment. You've heard of Jim Boeheim when he threw his jacket against Duke?
Yeah, of
course.
And
got tossed. And Dick Vitale had like an iconic quote. Oh, coach has a right to scream.
Salazar is down in the count, 0-1. 9-7 Red Sox over the Jackets. Delivery opposite way, right field. It is hooking, foul. One looked like it was a lot closer than it was, just kept slicing.
Yeah.
Like a bad golf shot. No pun intended against the Green Jackets, but certainly counts for double, I would say.
Yeah.
15 hits on the night, 9 runs for the Red Sox. A hit parade, and a lot of them extra base hits. 0-2, down the third baseline, foul yet again. Salazar has been fighting off an 0-2 count. There was an error called this inning that advanced Mexicano to third on the Lira single. It was on Jair Casanova in left. Second error of the night for the Green Jackets. The 0-2 once more. This one's a swing and a miss as Salazar goes down swinging. 3 runs. Big Al goes yard with a nearly 400-foot shot to left that takes the lead and a bit of insurance to help as well. 9-7, and the Red Sox need 3 outs when we come back on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Our In the Dirt Award today presented by our friends over at John Deere. Luis Ravello on ice play over at short earlier in the ballgame that ended up retiring Jair Casanova, who will lead off this inning. Jonathan Brand still on the hill is in line for the win if the Red Sox can get 3 outs without allowing 2 runs. It's Salem 9, Augusta 7 as we enter the top of the ninth. It's been a hit parade tonight for the Red Sox. Hernandez with 3 hits, Asihen with 2, Feliz with 2, Montero with 2, Mexicano 3-for-4. I mean, it's just been hits all over the place. And for Jair Casanova and the Augusta Green Jackets trying to get some hits in their column to bring this game back. First pitch is upstairs for ball 1 to Casanova. Second pitch is swung on and missed. A nice pitch there at around 91 from Jonathan Brand for strike 1. The 1-1 delivery to Casanova is downstairs for ball 2. Play of the game has to be Albert Feliz's go-ahead 2-run home run in the bottom of the 8th. The 2-1 swung on and missed, and the count is even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Time is called as Casanova takes the timeout. Today he's 0-for-3, batting now at the Mendoza line of 200. Casanova, 9-7 Red Sox. The 2-2 fouled off and stays alive in the count as Casanova. The native, the Barquisimeto, Venezuela, the 19-year-old, bats from the right-handed side against the right-handed arm of Brandt. 2-2, ripped down the left field side, foul. A
only a couple of Red Sox without hits tonight. Martin Alcantara in his single-A debut, and Luis Ravello, who reached today via a walk. Here comes the 2-2 to Casanova. He swings, sends a ride to one towards left field, and all the Red Sox can do is watch it leave the yard. Ossie Henn watches it fall out of the yard. Casanova hits his seventh home run of the season, 386 feet, and the Green Jackets are back within a run. I mean, this game just keeps going back and forth. Augusta had the lead first. Salem brought it back. Augusta tied, then took the lead. Salem took the lead again, bottom four. We were quiet, 5, 6, and 7, when Augusta brought it back within one. Top of the eighth, Augusta took the lead. Salem took it back and then some. And now here in the top of the ninth, Augusta pulls back within a run. Top of the order for Ambioris Tavares. First pitch is a called strike. Ossie Henn knew it, just had to watch it fly. I mean, that scoreboard just looks insane right now. Ball downstairs, a 1-1 count to Tavares. One for three today is Tavares. Jonathan Brand trying to close the door. 1-1 is fouled off, strike two. Salem faithful got on their feet and cheered for that home run from Big Al. And time is called by the batter in Tavares. Just trying to take his time in such a big situation in this one. The 1-2, Tavares takes it upstairs and the count goes even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. He currently represents the tying run. The go-ahead run is represented by the batter in the on-deck circle, Cam McGee. 2-2 upstairs, and the count will move full. Big pitch here that could put the tying run aboard. Payoff pitch is swung on and missed. Tavares goes down on strikes, and there's the first out of the inning. Salem, 2 outs away from taking this crazy, crazy ball game. Salem walked it off 2 nights ago. Augusta taking it somewhat comfortably last night. First pitch to Cam McGee, who's 1-for-4, bouncing in the dirt for ball one. Five hits in the previous inning for Salem, scored those 3 runs that allowed Salem to reclaim the lead. Pitch is a called strike to McGee. Count goes even, 1-1 on the outside part of the plate for the left-handed hitting McGee. 1-1, just caught a piece of it for strike two. And it's a 1-2 count for McGee. Jace Grady represents the go-ahead run, standing on deck. 1-2 delivery. A soft hit ground ball. Alcantara, the play to first. Feliz gloves it for out two. Two away. Just to recap this inning, Jair Casanova hits his 7th home run of the season to lead off the inning. Ambioris Tavares strikes out swinging for the first out. And now a ground out, 4-3, brings up Jace Grady with the Green Jackets down to their final out. First pitch, right down Main Street for a called strike one. 90 miles per hour, perhaps a little low in the strike zone, but a strike nonetheless. The 0-1 delivery bouncing into the dirt for ball one. My broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, down at field level for a post-game interview, should the Red Sox hold on. One-one delivery, swing and a miss. Jace Grady comes up empty on the 1-1. And now the Jackets, who have taken multiple leads in this ballgame, are down to their final strike. Took the lead in the top of the eighth. That was a race. The 1-2. Chopper to first. Feliz steps on the base himself. That's the ball game, and the Red Sox winners 9-8 and an absolutely crazy ball game. Back and forth we went the entire night. Salem ends up on top as Albert Feliz called our player of the game tonight with the go-ahead home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. Blasted that one 398 feet. And the Red Sox used that and an insurance run on an RBI single from Justinson Garcia that ended up being the difference maker. That made it 9-7. A home run from Jair Casanova made it 9-8. And that extra run for the Red Sox ended up propelling them to victory. The Red Sox winners on Area 51 night. That's now declassified information. Jonathan Brand is your winning pitcher. The losing pitcher for the Augusta Green Jackets was Chad Bryant in relief. Well, we'll do it all again tomorrow. This has been such a fun series. One of the best series of the year so far, and we're only halfway done. We still have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up between the Red Sox and the Green Jackets. I won't be here the rest of the week. My broadcast partner, Giovanni, here will be taking you the rest of the way through this week. The Red Sox, one more time, winners 9-8 after a crazy ball game that went back and forth the entire way. A really fun one to be a part of. Well, for our production crew in the room to my right and our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, I'm Tyler Katz saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where one more time your final score, the Salem Red Sox 9, the Augusta Green Jackets 8. So long, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.